Thanks for joining us today. This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in a series called Created to Dream, the six phases God uses to grow your faith. In this series, Pastor Rick helps you recognize and understand the predictable patterns and processes God uses to strengthen your faith and develop your character so you can live the truly extraordinary life He has planned for you. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about Pastor Rick's brand new book called Created to Dream. This life-changing book will help you discover and live out the amazing dream God has just for you. To find out more, go to PastorRick.com right now while you listen to today's broadcast, or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called How to Deal with Difficulty.
Welcome back to our study of the six phases of faith. Now, let's review. In the first phase of faith, we call that dream. God gives you a dream of what He wants to do in your life. Nothing happens till somebody starts dreaming. You don't want to get your dream. You want to get God's dream for your life. Phase two is decision. You make the decision to go after the dream. You can't just dream all your life. At some point, you got to wake up and go to work. Once you make the decision, along comes phase three, delay. We talked about the inevitable delays of life, that God's delays are not God's denials. Now, in this session, we come to phase four, difficulty. Some of you are in the difficulty phase right now. Welcome to phase four. Now, we shouldn't be surprised by the difficulties in our life. We live on a broken planet, and Jesus told us this would happen. In John 16, 33, He said, "In the world, you will, not might, you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world." So you're in one of three places right now. Either you've just gotten out of trouble, or you're in trouble right now, or you're headed into it. Because trouble's a part of life. Jesus said, in the world, you will have trouble. What is that? That's phase four of faith, difficulty. Now, few people face the difficulties that Paul had in life. He was one of the most used men of God in history, and yet he never gave up on the dream that God gave him. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, Paul writes this, "In everything we do, we show that we're God's servants by enduring troubles, hardships, and difficulties with great patience." You know, in the book of Acts, chapter 27 is one of the great stories of handling difficulties in the scripture. It's a story about Paul's life. He had been taken prisoner, and he was being taken on a ship to Rome as a prisoner. But he warned the captain and the crew, you better not sail out of this harbor right now because God has told me that there's going to be a storm coming. You know what happened? They grew impatient. And they decided to leave anyway, and they sailed right into a storm because they got impatient. Are you doing that right now? Are you headed into a storm because of your own impatience? Now, in this situation, the storm inevitably caused them to shipwreck. And in this great story, and I hope you'll go back and reread Acts chapter 27 and the story of Paul's shipwreck, because in this story, we learn three keys on how to deal with this phase, phase four, difficulty. You may have already had it in your life. You may have had an emotional shipwreck. You may have a physical shipwreck. You may have lost all your energy. Maybe you've had a relational shipwreck. And, a relationship that you thought was solid has now fallen completely apart. Maybe you've had a financial shipwreck or a career shipwreck or any other kind, a mental shipwreck where you're just confused. What do you do when you face the shipwrecks and the storms of life? What do you do when you sail into difficulties? Well, there are three things that you do. And the first thing that the Bible tells us to do from this story is you determine the reason. You determine the reason for the difficulty. You need to ask the question, what caused this? Why am I in this difficulty right now? You know, there are only four causes for difficulty in life. It really boils down to one of four causes. First, the first cause is you. Most of the problems you bring on yourself. I am my greatest enemy. I cause most of my own problems. You are the first and you are the greatest cause of your own trouble. The second cause of difficulty in your life is other people. The third cause is the devil. And the fourth cause is God. Yeah, that's right. God can allow and cause difficulty in your life. He allows problems to come into your life to get your attention, to test your faith, and to mold your character. And when you're going through a tough time, how do you know who the source is? Well, you got to pray about it. You got to talk to God about it. I love the verse in Psalm 73 where David says, you know, I tried to think through this problem through, but it was too difficult for me until I went into your temple. When you worship God, it clarifies things. The bigger you see God, the smaller your problems get. Big God, small problems. Little God, big problem. Now, in Acts chapter 27, when the crew decides to sail the ship into the Mediterranean Sea, even though God had warned them, don't do it, you're going to sail straight into a storm, they do it anyway, and they made three common mistakes, and they're all in this passage in Acts chapter 27. First, we listen to bad advice. Is one of the reasons we sail into storms. In verse 11, it tells us that the centurion, it says there, the centurion, instead of listening to what Paul said, followed the advice of the pilot and the owner of the ship. Friends, let me just give you a little advice. There are a lot of experts in the world, and they're on every talk show, and they'll tell you all kinds of stuff, and they'll tickle your ears, and they'll tell you what you want to hear, not what you need to hear. God always tells you what you need to hear. If God tells you to do one thing, and all the other experts in the world line up on the opposite side to tell you to do differently, don't listen to the experts. Listen to what God says. The second common mistake is that they followed the crowd. In verse 12, it says, the majority decided, notice that there's a majority rule, the majority decided that we should sail. The majority is often wrong.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Did you know God has a dream for your life? And it's far bigger than anything you could ever dream or think up on your own. The Bible says, God can do anything, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. It's as if God is saying to you, think of the greatest dream of your life, and I can top it. Maybe you haven't yet found God's dream for you, or perhaps you already have, and you've encountered difficulties, delays, detours, and even dead ends. You may even feel like giving up. Pastor Rick says, every God-given dream takes a predictable path from dream to deliverance. And along the way, God is building your faith one step at a time. If you're ready to live the extraordinary life God has for you, then you're going to want to get Pastor Rick's brand new book called Created to Dream, The Six Phases God Uses to Grow Your Faith. Based on the lives of well-known people in the Bible, this life-changing book will help you discover God's dream for your life and will show you how to overcome the many barriers you'll encounter as you pursue the dream God created just for you. Created to Dream is one of the most important messages Pastor Rick has ever taught. That's why right now, when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take God's Word to the whole world, we'll send you two copies of this life-changing new book. That's one for you and one to share with a friend who needs to know God really does have a dream for their life. Just call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. And thank you so much for your support.
Now, back to more from God's Word with Pastor Rick Warren.
What do you do when you face the shipwrecks and the storms of life? What do you do when you sail into difficulties? Well, there are three things that you do. And the first thing that the Bible tells us to do from this story is you determine the reason. You determine the reason for the difficulty. You need to ask the question, what caused this? Why am I in this difficulty right now? You know, there are only four causes for difficulty in life. It really boils down to one of four causes. First, the first cause is you. Most of the problems you bring on yourself. I am my greatest enemy. I cause most of my own problems. You are the first and you are the greatest cause of your own trouble. The second cause of difficulty in your life is other people. The third cause is the devil. And the fourth cause is God. Yeah, that's right. God can allow and cause difficulty in your life. He allows problems to come into your life to get your attention, to test your faith, and to mold your character. And when you're going through a tough time, how do you know who the source is? Well, you got to pray about it. You got to talk to God about it. I love the verse in Psalm 73 where David says, you know, I tried to think through this problem through, but it was too difficult for me until I went into your temple. When you worship God, it clarifies things. The bigger you see God, the smaller your problems get. Big God, small problems. Little God, big problem. Now, in Acts chapter 27, when the crew decides to sail the ship into the Mediterranean Sea, even though God had warned them, don't do it, you're going to sail straight into a storm, they do it anyway, and they made three common mistakes, and they're all in this passage in Acts chapter 27. First, we listen to bad advice is one of the reasons we sail into storms. In verse 11, it tells us that the centurion, it says there, the centurion, instead of listening to what Paul said, followed the advice of the pilot and the owner of the ship. Friends, let me just give you a little advice. There are a lot of experts in the world, and they're on every talk show, and they'll tell you all kinds of stuff, and they'll tickle your ears, and they'll tell you what you want to hear, not what you need to hear. God always tells you what you need to hear. If God tells you to do one thing, and all the other experts in the world line up on the opposite side to tell you to do differently, don't listen to the experts. Listen to what God says. The second common mistake is that they followed the crowd. In verse 12, it says, the majority decided. Notice that there's a majority rule. The majority decided that we should sail. The majority is often wrong. Did you hear that? One of the phrases you'll often hear is, but everybody's doing it. Well, so what? Everybody can be wrong. Peer pressure causes a lot of difficulties in our own lives because we cave in to the peer pressure, and that always creates problems. The third common mistake is that we rely on circumstances. In verse 13, it tells us when a gentle south wind began to blow, they thought that they obtained what they'd wanted. Circumstances, friends, are not always as they appear. In other words, you don't go through every open door you see. You should not take advantage of every opportunity you have. You should not accept every job offer given to you. You should not say yes to every proposal for marriage. You should not date everyone that asks you out. You need to ask, is this what God wants? Maybe it looks good, a gentle breeze. Maybe that person looks good. You know, in this situation, it looked okay for them to sail out on the ocean, but God had already said no. So they're headed right into a storm. You know, the most difficult type of trouble to deal with is when you're the innocent victim and it's not your fault. When it's a problem that you didn't bring on yourself. You know, when I cause problems, I really can't complain if I brought them on myself. But in Paul's case, he'd already told them not to go. But they did it anyway. Paul's their prisoner, so he has to go along. He is a victim of their circumstances. He experiences a shipwreck because of other people's poor decision. Did you hear that? Sometimes it's going to happen in your life. You're going to go through some shipwrecks in life that aren't your fault. Some of them, you just happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. So the first question that you want to ask is, who caused the problem or what caused the problem? And you determine the reason. Was it me? Was it other people? Like in Paul's case, was it the devil? Or is God allowing this in my life to get my attention? You determine the cause. The second thing you want to do is you want to determine the result of the difficulty. Now, this is even more important, determining the result. You want to ask, what does God want me to learn from this difficulty, regardless of who caused it? What does God want me to learn? Paul writes in Romans 5, verses 3 and 4, he says, we can rejoice when we run into problems and trials, for we know, not guess, we know that they help us learn to be patient. And patience develops strength of character in us, and that helps us trust God more each time. What is Paul saying? He's saying the result is that God always wants you to learn something. That's the whole purpose of all the problems in life, all the difficulties in life that you're facing. Every problem has a purpose, and the purpose is to teach you a lesson. Every storm is a school. Every trial is a teacher. Every experience is an education. Every difficulty is for your development. Now, some of you right now, as you listen to me talk, you're going through major hell right now, some kind of major difficulty. It may be an illness, maybe guilt, it may be shame or fear, financial problem, strain in a relationship, laid off, bankruptcy, cancer. Some of you right now are actually not only facing it, some of you are in a shipwreck right now. Does God have a word for you while you're going through this difficulty? Absolutely. God loves you so much. He brought you here so he could say this to you. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Grow up. That's what God wants you to do. That's what God's purpose is in this difficulty. He doesn't want you to give up. He wants you to grow up, and he wants you to look up to him. He wants you to mature and to develop and become more and more the person he intended for you to be in the first place. How do you do that? How do you use your difficulties and problems to grow up? By doing the things we've just been talking about. You determine the reason, okay, what caused this. You determine the result, what does God want to bring about as a result of this, regardless of who caused it. And number three, you determine your response. I must determine my response. And I need to ask myself some very honest questions about the difficulties I'm going through, like, how should I react to this? What does God want me to do? You will have problems and difficulties and hurts and trials and things that will either make you bitter or make you better. You'll either become what God wants you to be, or you're going to shrivel and your heart will become hard. It's your choice. When you go through those situations in life, those difficult times, phase four of faith, what happens to you is not nearly as important as what happens in you. Why? Because it's all about character. That's what you're taking into eternity. You need to ask, what does God want to teach me? What does God want me to learn? How should I respond to difficult situations? Now, in this chapter 27, it not only shows us three things that God does through our problems and causes of our problems, but it also shows us three things we should not do. And of course, they're typically the three things we normally do. Would you write this down? Don't drift. Don't drift. In verse 15, Acts chapter 27, it says, the ship was caught up by the storm and could not head into the wind, so we gave way to it. We gave way. What's that mean? We're drifting. And we were driven along. So what did they do? They gave up. And they just said, you know, we'll just go wherever it takes us. We're going to go any destination. And they just started drifting. That is one of the most common reactions to difficulty. When problems tend to overwhelm us, if you don't watch out, you're just going to start drifting through life. And you're going to give up on your dream. You're going to give up on your goals, give up on your objectives, your purpose, your ambition. You're going to stop saying, Lord, I want to do something significant in my life. And you just start to go along to get along. You know, we don't call it drifting today. You know what we call it? Coasting. You know, coasting. How you doing? I'm just coasting. Do you know what happens when you're coasting? When you're coasting, you're always headed downhill.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so happy you've chosen to study along with us today. You can get hope and encouragement from Pastor Rick delivered to your inbox every day when you go to PastorRick.com and sign up for his free daily devotional. Rick will be back to close out our time today. But first, did you know God has a dream for your life? And it's far bigger than anything you could ever dream or think up on your own. The Bible says God can do anything, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. It's as if God is saying to you, think the greatest dream for your life, and I can top it. Maybe you haven't yet found God's dream for you, or perhaps you already have and you've encountered difficulties, delays, detours, and even dead ends. You may even feel like giving up. Pastor Rick says every God-given dream takes a predictable path from dream to deliverance. And along the way, God is building your faith one step at a time. If you're ready to live the extraordinary life God has for you, then you're going to want to get Pastor Rick's brand new book called Created to Dream, The 6 Phases God Uses to Grow Your Faith. Based on the lives of well-known people in the Bible, this life-changing book will help you discover God's dream for your life and will show you how to overcome the many barriers you'll encounter as you pursue the dream God created just for you. Created to Dream is one of the most important messages Pastor Rick has ever taught. That's why right now, when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take God's Word to the whole world, we'll send you 2 copies of this life-changing book. That's one for you and one to share with a friend who needs to know God really does have a dream for their life. Just call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. And thank you so much for your support. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Today I'd like to share a story from Tim, who has been through a very tough time the last few years. He wrote this, "Dear Pastor Rick, I wanted to let you know how much I have enjoyed the Everything is Possible with God, Understanding the 6 Phases of Faith series. Over the past several years, I've struggled with what seems to be a series of unending trials. The failure of a firm that I joined during a financial crisis, and then the loss of finances and investment, and then I lost my home, and I've had a dead marriage and a geographic separation from my children, and I now even find myself unemployed in the midst of a job search. But your teaching on Daily Hope have helped me tremendously. They've brought me closer to God. They've deepened my faith, and they've given me a sense of hope and direction. So I can't thank you and your team enough." You know, Tim, I just want to thank you so much for this thoughtful note, because it's messages like these that keep us going, keep our team going. I'm glad these messages have been helpful to you. And by the way, I've written a book on the 6 phases of faith, and I'm going to send you a copy of it.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, please feel free to send him an email at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.